This is America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline USA. Here's David Brody.
The Michigan Wolverines were 10-2 this year, 6-2 in the Big Ten. They beat Alabama 35-34 in overtime in the Orange Bowl. They finished fifth in both polls. Their quarterback was Tom Brady. And Tom Brady joins us right now from San Mateo, California, Sarah High School, the same school that produced one Barry Bonds and Greg Jeffries. And Tom, I've got a lot of spies out there, and they tell me that you were a pretty darn good baseball player in your day.
Wow, David. Actually, I really enjoyed playing baseball growing up, and I was fortunate enough to go to, like you said, Sarah High School, and there were some great coaches there. So there's a great tradition there, and certainly baseball was a sport I always grew up and enjoyed playing.
Well, you were drafted by the Expos, so you had to obviously have a lot of talent. Why football over baseball?
Well, it came down to a decision between the University of Michigan and playing minor league baseball, and to pass up playing in front of 112,000 dedicated and loyal fans, I really couldn't do that.
Well, most of us will never experience the thrill of playing in front of better than 110,000 fans. Tell us about the adrenaline rush as you run onto the field and the screaming fans are chanting your name.
I tell you, it's extremely exciting. It's certainly there's a lot of memories that I have from my days playing in Ann Arbor. The first time I ever ran out, I thought I was going to pass out. There were so many fans, and it was so loud. But I think any time, and I'm sure that was the truth for any young kid. But I think as I grew older and into my fourth and fifth year, you begin to become accustomed to it, and you really enjoy the whole scene.
Now, what sold you on going to Michigan to become a Wolverine? And I know a lot of the fans out here in the Bay Area, when they heard that you were going to Michigan, they were like, wait a minute, it's a lot colder there than it is here. You can go to Cal. You can go to Stanford, maybe. There are some football schools out here.
Yeah, and that's true. And it came down to a decision between some of the schools here in the Bay Area and Michigan. And I went back there on a recruiting visit and just fell in love with the place. I think the coaches really sold me on how great the school was and the tradition that the players before me, the legacy they left. It's just a tremendous honor that you feel when you go back there and you see the stadium and the locker room and you see those names on the wall and the many hundreds of players who played there before you that made it such a great place to play.
Now, do you have any regrets about going right into football? And my thinking is you could have been like Chris Wanky. You could have played minor league baseball, tried your luck at that, and then go back to football. And he's, what, about 39 years old now, and he's still playing college football.
Well, I have no regrets of the decision I made. At the time, I always do what I think is going to make me most happy. And at the time, it was playing football for Michigan. So certainly there's no regrets that I've ever felt deciding to play football only.
All right, let's look ahead and tell us what you're going to do to get ready for the 2000 NFL draft. What do you have to do in the next few months to increase your draft status?
Well, I think it's just continue to work hard. I know how heavily the scouts and the general managers count on the results of the combine. So I'm going to prepare as hard as I can for that, and I think if the proof of my performance is in the games I played this year, and if anyone needs to see me play, they could just flip on the game tapes. But I'm really looking forward to training hard for this combine. I've never had any problems working hard and dedicating myself, so it's actually a really exciting time for me.
From what you heard, the combines, they're a glorified meat market, right?
In a sense, that's what I have heard.
Kind of demeaning in a way?
Well, I don't think so. I think any time a team is ready to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars in a person, they've got to get to know them as much as they can. And I think the way that they feel is best is to get you out there and see exactly what they can do. I know, especially at our school, our coach is pretty tight on allowing scouts into our practices. And that's the program he runs, and I don't know how tight other schools are, but it's really the first opportunity that a lot of these scouts can see your athletic talents.
Tom, where do you expect to be drafted from what the coaching staff may have told you and some of the experts you've spoken to? Do you have a gut feeling as to which round you're going to be selected in?
Well, I mean, it's still so early, and I mean, there's still so much that needs to be done in terms of personal workouts and the combine and character evaluation. So, I haven't heard a whole lot, and at this point, it's pretty elementary to speculate.
And it's also a little bit early to speculate on whether Steve Young is going to be back with the 49ers next year, but I'm sure you wouldn't mind playing for Mariucci and the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, certainly not. It's a team that I've grown up watching since I was born and raised. My parents had season tickets to the 49er game, so certainly playing for the 49ers would be a dream come true. But I tell you, just the opportunity to play in the NFL would be anything more than I could have ever dreamed.
Very quickly, we only have a few more minutes remaining. Your final game in Michigan, would that rank as the most exciting game that you've played in?
I mean, there's so many memories, so many great memories that I have from playing for Michigan. The Orange Bowl was certainly a great way to end a career.
35-34 in overtime.
Yeah, and playing such a great team like Alabama and the SEC champs. Just the way we won the game, I mean, the playing at night for the nationally televised audience, it was a great way to end it.
Now, I know our fans in Columbus are dying for me to ask you this question. The rivalry between Michigan and Ohio State, the word I'm hearing is it is very intense in Columbus, but it's not nearly as intense in Ann Arbor.
Well, I don't know where you heard that. I know they're, it's the biggest game on our schedule, and right there with Michigan State, we want to beat Ohio State every time we play them. And it was nice this week. I played in the Shrine Bowl last week, and I played with two of the defensive backs, Gary Berry and Ahmed Plummer, and we just had a great time talking about the rivalry from both sides.
See, I heard it from the fans in Ann Arbor. They've called over the years saying, hey, you know what? We always beat those guys anyway. It can't really be much of a rivalry. Just another game on the schedule.
Well, I hope the fans don't look at it that way, because we don't look at it that way. And I was fortunate to only lose to those guys one time. And being 4-1 against them, I got a lot of bragging rights over a lot of people in Ohio.
Well, I'll tell you, you had to have a lot of confidence heading into a game with the Buckeyes. As you just mentioned, domination. What is it about Michigan's dominance over Ohio State? They just seem to have their number.
Well, we prepare awfully hard for that game, and everything that we ever do at Michigan, we're preparing for Ohio State, and it's always the last game on our schedule, as it should be. And it's just, I turn on Classic Sports Network, and who do I see but old Michigan and Ohio State games. So it's just a great rivalry. It's an intense rivalry from both sides, I can assure you that, and hopefully that's the way it stays.
Is the preparation different for Ohio State because of the nature of the rivalry?
Well, it's the last game of the year, and you know that usually decides the Big Ten championship. So to get those guys, with everything on the line, that's why I chose Michigan for games like that. And that's when I think our guys at Michigan play our best in those big games.
All right, there you have it from Tom Brady, the Michigan Wolverines quarterback entering the 2000 NFL draft. Got to get some predictions from you very quickly on these two games coming up this weekend. We had just spoken to Jack Snow prior to your arrival. He'll be calling the St. Louis game on their network. We've got Tampa, St. Louis, obviously, in the NFC. Jacksonville, Tennessee, in the AFC. Who do you like?
Well, I'm not too good at predictions, but I think this week I'll take the Rams, and I'll take I like Tennessee. I like Tennessee. I like their quarterback, and they got a great offensive tackle that used to play for us, John Runyon. But then Chris Howard plays for Jacksonville. But I think I'm going to go with the Rams and the Titans.
All right, we've written it down. Hey, Tom, thank you so much. Best of luck to you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Tom Brady, we'll come back. We'll give you all the numbers. We'll do it right after this on Sports Byline USA.